T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With us for a few minutes, and I would say arguably one of the more important jobs in the state, and has been well served by Denise Merrill. Boy, am I sucking up. Secretary of the State, but it is. I mean, the integrity of the voting system is one of the big things, and joining us is Denise Merrill. You're not blushing or anything, are you? I'm sorry.
I probably am, yeah.
Well,
that's very nice, right?
Yeah, no, it is arguably one of the most important things. I mean, you know, if the vote is not, there's no integrity, there's a real problem there, isn't there? So that's your job.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just very quickly, when was voting registration day? Is it today? Was it yesterday? When was it? Because I saw you in here a couple days ago.
Yes, it was that day. It was National Voter Registration Day. Usually it's September 24th, 25th, depending on the year. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was great. We registered lots of people. You know, it's funny. We don't pay much attention to it, but last year, 750,000 people registered to vote on National Voter Registration Day, which is great.
Jeez Louise. Well, you're also working on just, you know, kind of out of the office, but as part of your office, you're working on like the national popular vote kind of thing. I think you've been working on that now for a couple of years.
Actually, I'm not so involved in that movement.
We've talked
support
about
it, but I'm I mean, I get involved in lots of issues like that. Well, you know, I was just up in Massachusetts. They have ranked choice voting in some of their towns this year, and that's
like
kind
that.
Of interesting too.
Yeah, the way that works is what, the top two or top three, or how do you do this?
Well, you rank your choices, and they winnow it down, and they have several elections to get there, and then you end up with the top two, and then you vote.
Yeah, they found that it actually increases the number of choices and the total number of votes?
Yes, yes. Turnout increases. People get really interested. I was kind of impressed with it. I was up in Cambridge, and they were using ranked choice voting for the election in Cambridge this year. And it seemed pretty lively.
Well, and the weird thing is, if you go down ticket, I mean, you know, the fact is, even in a presidential race, there are a number of people on the ballot. There truly are. And I think this would probably give them a better shot at least being competitive.
It would. I mean, the problem with all of this is we all like to think, you know, we vote for the person, but how can you possibly know, you know, 20 people or whatever, you know, are running? So what it makes you do is, I think, go to other groups to sort out what you really think or who agrees with your philosophy.
As of a couple of days ago, FBI is reporting hackers have attempted more intrusions into voter databases, not necessarily the vote totals, which I think would be very difficult to do in most cases. But they were, what were they trying? What was happening here? And apparently we were attacked, but that was repulsed.
Right, right. I guess I'd like to use the word targeted rather than attacked, because there's a lot of lingo in this world. I'm just learning it all, this IT language.
Yeah.
But they tell me what we get is every single day, every database is pinged, what they call pinging. And it's just like random people trying to get into our databases, mostly to get the data. I mean, it's probably mostly people trying to, you know, get your data about to use for commercial purposes. And they come from all over the world. But they did definitely, to my surprise, identify specific Russian agency IP addresses that were attacking our system, targeting our system. They were repulsed. Our firewalls are quite good, apparently.
This is there's a statement on your website saying that exact same thing. So that's important. And once again, back to the most important job, one of the most important in the state, in the country. Denise, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Feel free
to
come.
See you, Ray.
Feel free to come in anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.